The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so that as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where the thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Fortunately, I'm not going to sing for you. My son reckons that this is a cello, but to me, it's violin, the same thing. For those who love musical instrument, the violin can be a delight when the player is talented. I am told that great violinists take great care of their instrument in the most meticulous way. They won't forget the violin in their car during the winter. They hold it firmly in a certain way. My son knows probably I'm doing it wrong. And they make some delightful music with each pass on the string. They lean into the instrument to listen to the last note and vibrating into the room. And I thought, perhaps this is how God is dealing with us, loving us more than violinists love their violin. God listens to the sounds that are coming out of you. God tunes you by pulling those chords, so the sounds that are coming out of you are pleasant to his ear. He strikes you to listen to your sound because his heart bleeds for you. He anxiously waits to hear you sing the same song that Jesus sung that when he said, "Not my will, but your will be done." That's in Luke chapter 22 and verse 42. God loves you more than anyone can ever love you. If we knew this, how different would we love God back? Lent is a time of peace and a time of renewal, a time of joy. I don't think we should think of it as a time of gloom just because you are going to give up chocolate. I do believe it's good to give up some things for the sake of loving God. We ought to have joy and peace about choosing to love God. Why would we be sad about that? Why would we be? We are choosing to put aside some things in our lives that might keep us from knowing, from loving, and from serving Jesus. Let me ask you, are you prepared for such a journey? Are you ready to be tuned as an instrument for the Lord? Jesus points out in today's gospel message that our prayer, our almsgiving, our fasting are to be done in a hidden way. And Jesus was concerned about the purity of our intention. Believe me, we all have intentions. You might not believe it. This morning when you woke up, you prepared yourself. For ladies, they put makeup. They wouldn't go out otherwise. We all have intention with everything that we do. We have some intentions. So Jesus is saying, when you are praying, when you are fasting, when you are giving alms, beware, don't make it so that other people see it, because if you do, then your reward has already been decided, instead of having to wait for God to reward you. Jesus is telling us so that we know that's actually wrong. Perhaps to those who have had ashes on their heads earlier, they must go to the grocery store. People will see that you've had it. There's nothing wrong with that, because it's our tradition, our Christian tradition, to remind us of our frailty, and to recognize our need for God's forgiveness. We are dust, and to dust we shall return. So we are mortals, and we are going to die. Let's not kid ourselves about it. We are going to die. It should make us want to live intentional lives and be careful. If everything we do were to make a sound in our lives, what kind of sound would that be? Would it be a creepy sound? An eerie sound? Would it be like an instrument out of tune? What would that sound like? We need to be honest with ourselves. And we need to recognize where we are at. And we need to find what needs to be changed in our lives. But you see, without God's help, we get stuck in our sinful nature. We are more likely to wallow in self-pity. Anyone? And enjoy holding on to our grudges and victimization. And in this case, we need to fast and abstain from all of that. Hurting words, maybe, bitterness, selfishness, whatever it is. We need to abstain from that. We need God's grace in our lives to be able to do what pleases God, especially starting today, this Lenten season. We learn quickly, and I heard this quote from somewhere, forgiveness is a choice. And it is not painless. It will gonna cost you. It's not going to be comfortable. We have to work at it every day. By forgiving, it will be like you are stretched like those strings. It will be like, you know, God is playing and you need to produce good sound. We have ever thought that maybe some things, when they go wrong in our lives, that we are maybe stretched to be more patient, more loving, more understanding, more like Jesus on the way to the cross. You know? Let me repeat it. More loving, more understanding, and more forgiving. That's what he was like going on the cross. So this journey for Lent will be like a journey towards the cross. So you are going to give up. To die to self, to certain things. Maybe for some of us, it will be screen time that we're going to be abstained from. What prayer time will you add on this time? What mission will you support? What is it that God is asking you to do this Lenten season? Ask yourself this question. What area of my life is in need of authentic cleanup? In a twisted way, it is easier for us to pretend, don't look here. There's nothing going on in here. There's nothing to see here. There is nothing that needs to be changed in here. But it's harder to admit the truth and dealing with it in a healthy way. We need to be honest with ourselves and honest with God. And I hope we can do that tonight. Amen.